My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin lays it all out there with his scammer Belinda. So listen and enjoy.
They're scammers, they're up to no good. But when these people are talking to people, Davin is different than, I would say, 99.9% of the people they talk to. Davin is all this stuff, writing porn, this, it's the break in their day. I feel Davin is the break in their day, where they go to get a break in their day.
Well, I mean, you know, listen, you gotta also got to remember, these are people. These are people. I know we just look at, we like to object, oh, they're scammers, they're scammers. They are people. And you got to remember, I have spent hours with this person. I have made this person legitimately laugh. We've heard it on the audio and the video and everything. And she also said to me at one point, and, you know, you could say it's part of the game or not part of the game, but that I've treated her better than the guy, than the men there. And I have been nice to her. Because remember, a lot of marks, when, like, a lot of times when people are scam baiting, once they find out they're dealing with a scammer, they lose their shit.
Right,
they get really.
Right.
I've known since day one that this was a scammer.
Right.
And throughout that, I have built up a relationship with this person.
Right.
I do like talking to this person. I do look forward to talking to this person. Not because I think we're running away to Africa, although maybe we will, Lisa. But because we've become, this is probably naive and delusional, but maybe friends on some level.
Well, let me interrupt for 1 second. I'm going to go back to what Lisa said on the chat several minutes ago. A scammer with a conscience, how unique. Conscience, one thing. Compassion. As two people interacting with each other, we have the show. They have their business. But just two people going back and forth, talking about their problems, whether they're true or not. You know, she could be in a place where she's miserable, working for these scammers. She wants a break. There is a point where maybe there is a bit of compassion, whether it's on a true level or not. There is a sense of human compassion there.
And we have talked about problems. You also got to remember, you go way back to when this girl was Agnes. This is why you guys really have to go back to the beginning of these stories.
Yes.
Because this has been going on for months. We tried to and this just started on the tail end of the scammer clips that Joe put up there this week on iHeart.com. We tried to get her to cheat on me.
Yes.
We tried to, like, hook her up, hook Agnes up, when she was Agnes, now Belinda, her up with other guys, other potential scammers and everything. And at one point, I was talking to her. I don't think we've gotten that far on it. But at one point, the full shows are up there. I was talking to her as somebody else. And she did not know it was me, of course. I was scamming her.
Yes.
as somebody else. And she said, I have a boyfriend. He wouldn't want me talking to you.
Right.
And he's got a gun. And I told her I had a gun. She was talking about me. There's some type of twisted loyalty. I mean, it defies logic. That's what makes Belinda so unique and so darn interesting.
Right. Now, somebody wrote, I chatted with my scammer night and day for 7 months. So deep down, you are a gentleman. And she wrote, I meant Davin. So.
Oh, me? I mean, you know, I'm an ass to Joe, but he deserves it.
Yeah.
No.
I'm not trying to take your money.
Here's the people who I'm nice to. Damaged 23-year-old girls who I could obviously sleep with. And scammers. Those are the people who I am gentlemen to. I'm an idiot.
Yes. Yes. But I hate to sound like a broken record, but they've got their business, we have ours. But in that business, there is a bit of human compassion.
Now, human compassion aside, she's still sticking to the story that I don't have family and friends and I haven't lied about anything. She's not letting go of that.
No, no.
So, yeah, business is business. She goes, I don't have family members or friends that do that kind of thing. I didn't have bad intentions. I know you care. That's why. But you don't have to worry because I am not involved.
Now, she could have told the truth in a sense. I don't have family members that did that sort of thing. I'm not involved. She just might be working for them doing this because she's a woman. Women don't get treated that well in those countries.
No,
they?
No, they do not get treated well.
So maybe she has been forced into this and she has no other choice. And maybe it's these guys that she hooked up with, and she might be telling the truth in the fact, well, my family are not involved with this. Maybe not. Maybe she's not. The family has nothing to do with it. Maybe her family doesn't even know what she's doing. And then you know, she...
But family and friends, we know she's linked to Mavis. We know. I mean, we've linked that.
Yeah.
At least we think we have. I go, okay, we'll discuss on video chat. I'm worried about you, though, because a shitstorm is coming and the Western governments are working with Facebook, Zeusk, Christian Mingle, and others. You have no idea the technology that is being used. The African governments do not want the West in their countries dealing with this stuff, but they will either have to let them in or deal with it themselves. People will be made examples of. Organized crime cartels will be brought down. Links to terrorism will be revealed, and little fish will get caught in the big net. It's all coming soon. I probably should not even tell you, but for some reason, my feelings for you always outweigh my good judgment. On some level, I too am involved in this, I guess. So I'm laying it out there, Joe. I'm threatening my gal. And I'll go on, because are you awake?
I'm thinking.
Okay, I didn't know. That doesn't really work well on radio.
I'm sorry.
I lay it out there for you, and your eyes are closed, and there's silence.
I'm forgetting we're not filming where people can go, he's thinking about something prophetic. No.
Yeah, and this isn't a cartoon strip where there's a little blood bubble at the end, you moron.
Joe thinks about something prophetic. I think that you're putting a decent thought in her head where, you know what, you're doing all this stuff. Maybe you might want to think about getting out.
Nothing would make – here's how it would work. My optimal thing, she gets out, she comes clean, we're friends. That would be awesome. That's what I'm going. I would love this person who I've had a good time with to be a friend because she's fun to talk to. Now, I couldn't spend the hours doing it if I didn't have a radio show to put together, but that would be cool. I have a friend in Africa. She stopped scamming. Maybe I learned a little something about that end of the game, which I can impart to our people and everything, and she gets out of this business. That would be lovely.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.